Exclusive: Caroline Leavitt, Kamala Harris ad full of lies. She opened the border and does nothing to close it. By Hannah Knudsen on August 24, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris's latest attack ad is full of lies. Caroline Leavitt, national spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, discussing a recent ad which attempts make it appear as if Harris is tough on crime and committed to a secure border, neither of which is true. The desperate ad attempts to frame Harris as a champion of a secure border and as someone who is tough on crime, asserting that violent crime went down on her watch. Notably, there is conveniently no mention of the horrific instances of illegal aliens murdering innocent Americans in this ad. Leavitt reacted to the claims made in this Harris-Waltz ad, making it clear that it is full of lies. It is preposterous to think that she can even get away with running this ad on television. She accuses President Trump of opening up the border. She accuses President Trump of allowing a violent crime wave. Everybody with common sense, with eyes and ears, who has been alive for the past 4 years knows that that is the opposite of the truth, Leavitt pointed out, reminding listeners that Harris, alongside President Biden, dismantled former President Donald Trump's policies, effectively opening the border on day one. They stopped the construction of President Trump's effective border wall. They reversed all of his effective policies. They ended Remain in Mexico, and they said to the world, come on through. And that's why, immediately upon Joe Biden taking office, and Kamala Harris, you saw caravans of migrants coming through South America, coming through Mexico with Biden-Harris t-shirts on. Never forget those images, Leavitt said, emphasizing that Harris welcomed this invasion of more than 15 million illegal people into our country from all over this world, some of whom are known terrorists alongside rapists and murderers who have gone on to take the innocent lives of American women and children in this country. And Kamala Harris owns it 100%. And the fact that she is running this ad pointing the finger and blaming her crisis on President Trump, who hasn't been in office the past 4 years, who left Kamala Harris and Joe Biden the most secure border in history, just tells you that Kamala Harris and the Democrats know the issue of immigration is a huge liability for them in this election, Leavitt explained, making it clear that the Trump campaign will not allow Harris to get away with touting these falsehoods, as they are committed to exposing the truth that Americans already know all too well. We are not going to let Kamala get away with these lies. We will continue to expose the truth. She is an open border, globalist communist. And if she is given 4 more years, we will continue to have this immigration crisis. More American women and children will be slaughtered, raped, and killed, and more illegal immigrants will take over our inner cities, while American school children are falling behind, she said, pointing to the economic crisis as well. Because while Americans struggle to pay their mortgages, Harris wants to continue to give illegal immigrants free housing in our cities. We can't let it happen. We won't. Next 70 days, we're going to expose Kamala Harris for this, she promised, adding another crucial point, if Harris wanted to close the border, she could. If Kamala Harris wanted to close the border, she could do it tonight. She could go force Jill Biden, who's half dead, to sign an executive order. But she won't, because she doesn't want to secure the border, Leavitt said. She has no interest in doing that. She will keep it open. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Caroline Leavitt, August 24, 2024. Americans, she continued, simply need to look at Harris's record to see that she is an open borders supporter. Her words now ring hollow. When she said in her DNC acceptance speech that she wants to secure the border, I laughed out loud because you could do it right now, Kamala, Leavitt said. You could have voted for secure borders and President Trump's wall when you were the United States Senate, but you voted against it. She has long supported sanctuary cities. She has long supported amnesty for millions and millions of illegal people that are here. She's against deportation. She said that President Trump's wall was un-American and medieval. And now she's depicting that very wall in this ad, she said, pointing to the irony. It's so deceitful. Leavitt concluded that Harris is now attempting to portray herself as a moderate ahead of the election to fool voters. But if she is elected, she'll go back to being the same open border, weak on crime, pro-illegal immigrant politician that she's always been. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.